The Milwaukee Public Museum's latest exhibit invites guests to learn about MPM's past, present, and future. It's called Groundbreaking, the Evolution of a Natural History Museum. And it highlights how MPM set the standard for natural history museums with its world-first habitat diorama and tropical rainforest exhibit. Amanda Kopp is MPM's collection interpretation manager. WUWM's Eddie Morales visited the museum and asked Kopp about the concept of the exhibit.
Where did the idea for this start? And I feel like groundbreaking has a couple of different meanings here in the title for the exhibit, if you could speak to that as well.
The idea came really almost 9 years ago when I started here, and I started learning all these little interesting tidbits from different people about the history of MPM, a lot of world's first, countries first. And I thought, this information is so interesting, but, you know, who would really be interested in learning about it? But when we announced that the new museum being built, a lot of people started showing their interest in the history of MPM. And you are right about groundbreaking as a sort of double meaning. We have broken ground as a museum that's influenced museums around the world many times. But also, obviously, we've just broken ground on our new site.
Something that came to mind, though, is with mentioning the world's first and nation's first, and with Milwaukee being behind so much of that, what is it about Milwaukee and like preserving history here and the people behind it?
Well, one thing I can say that a lot of people don't know is we're actually one of the first 5 or 6 natural history museums in the country. Another thing is just really innovative and progressive directors that we had who really were always pushing the envelope, trying to think of new ways to do things and finding new and exciting ways to bring the history of the world and the cultures of the world to Milwaukee.
Being one of the world's first museums to co-create a Native American exhibit with tribal members, can you just kind of elaborate on this today and also where it came from a little bit?
Sure. So, you know, the history of museums and Native Americans obviously has been tenuous in the past. For a while, it was, you know, a lot of that relationship was just archaeologists going and doing scientific research and taking items and then putting it on display without any consultation. I did find out that MPM, even in the 1916, was bringing in consultants from the Native American community, which I think is great, but there was still obviously a lot of work to be done. So in 2022, we hired our manager of tribal relations, James Flores, and a key part of his role here has been working with Wisconsin's 12 Native American communities to build out their stories that are going to be displayed at the future museum, and also being very receptive to when they ask for something not to be on display. So the entire future museum, and it's not just Native Americans, but throughout the world, is being built from the ground up with the voices of origin communities involved.
What are some reasons, if you can speak to this, why a certain artifact might not be displayed based on a request?
So sometimes it is a ceremonial use that really should never have been out in the public in the first place. And sometimes we just, with working with these community groups, we think something that's a very simple object, like a fish hook, is not just a simple object. We had a group looking at some of our items recently, and fish hooks actually in that culture were passed down from father to son to grandson, and so they actually have a very strong community connection, and we just had it on display as a fish hook, and they informed us that it really isn't appropriate to display that way, and so it was taken down.
Can you tell me a little bit about the messages on the walls here, what you kind of want guests to come away with after having seen everything that we've walked through?
I kind of wanted to answer two of the main questions people have. Why are we moving and what's happening to our stuff? We're moving for a lot of the same reasons we moved in 1964. This building is no longer really a safe place for our collections or our exhibits. But it's more than just safety. It's also just a building that is not in line with current accessibility standards. And then in terms of what's happening to our current exhibits, we are planning to bring many of them with us, actually. We have Samson, the Howler Monkey, and Granny, all those different things were definitely coming with us. We are bringing many of those components with. The ones that we don't, we are hoping can find homes in new institutions and continue to educate in new places.